Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 we're busting open another broadcast week. Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the fifth day of March 2007. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. Look at this little headline out of Newsmax. Aid: terrorist act will make Giuliani president. That's right. That is a presidential aide saying that a terrorist act will make Giuliani president. A top Republican aide saying that. We'll go through that report. What do you mean? Terror helps these people? Terror allows them to grandstand and play the part of heroes? We've already got a president involved in 9/11, so why not have a new president that was involved as a henchman, as a soldier in the attack? Why not? He's pure evil. He likes to dress up like a woman, like Bush and others, so he's a good guy. He's exactly what they need when they need it. Also, new report, new saga, new developments out on the big BBC Building 7 controversy, where they reported that the building fell 20-plus minutes before it did fall, and then another CNN channel reported the exact same thing, as well as CNN. BBC's 9/11 yellow journalism backfires. Building 7 becomes the Achilles heel of the official conspiracy theory, and now the BBC has put out another official spin. Already the head of BBC World, the head honcho, put out a report last week, 2 days after we blew this story wide open. And now, last night, he issued part two as the controversy grows. The major question now for everyone should be two things. Will the mainstream media, and this will be a test of the alternative growing media, the grassroots media, the real media, be able to make sure this story breaks nationwide, worldwide, or will the mainstream controlled press be able to suppress it? Now, major German newspapers, major Norwegian newspapers, one of the major papers in New Mexico have reported on this, and frankly, that was on Saturday. I haven't looked yesterday or today. Type WTC7 into Google News or other search functions, and I'm sure there's a lot more by now. So it has gotten in some newspapers around the planet, a lot of big mainstream websites and blogs and news sites, but still you can call them quasi-alternative, are breaking it, but are reporting it. That is, it's getting outside the, quote, truth movement, conspiracy movement, paleo-conservative libertarian media, and it's all over conservative and liberal alternative media and breaking into mainstream media. So we'll break down the new developments there after we get into aid, says terrorist act will make Giuliani president. Also, it's not just Walter Reed. Soldiers share troubling stories of military health care across U.S., and I've been bringing this up for over a decade, how our soldiers are treated. I mean, it's legendary how bad our government treats our veterans. And I'm constantly attacked by the neocons for it, but here it is admitted. Troops dying with maggots infesting their brains. And much more. It has to be faced. I know it's unpatriotic. Just stick a sticker on your car. Everything's all right.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of the most commonly asked questions that I get is, why would the government or why would criminal interest stage terror attacks against the American people? Well, it's real simple. If they want the American people to get behind a war to grab tens of trillions in natural resources, trillions in overall weapon sales over the years, trillions in domestic control, abolishing the Bill of Rights and Constitution, something we know the private interests that own our government, that have taken over our government, have been pushing for since 1913. I mean, really, it's a childish question, but you've got adults out there that can't balance their own checkbook. I'm almost one of them. You've got adults out there who basically can't even run their own life, so they can't imagine that there's other people that have great power and that are able to manipulate and control civilizations and societies. But there are. That's called history. And if they just knew history, they would know how true that was. But here's an example. Remember what, 2 years ago, there was a Republican memo stating that the Republicans needed a terrorist attack to be able to complete their agenda, and that barring that terrorist attack, they weren't going to be able to go into Iran. They weren't going to be able to win in the midterm elections. barring that huge domestic terrorist attack, this wouldn't happen. And saying that it's just sad to say, but that's what we need. That would really help. They also mentioned capturing Osama bin Laden. That would help. Well, you can't capture the Bush's business partner. You can't capture friends of the Saudi family, so you can forget it. Americans can't even sue Saudi Arabia because Bush's lawyers block it. Remember James Baker? Oh, but we've got to get the Islamics. They're going to get us any minute. But we've got to actually give nuke secrets to all the real Islamo-fascists, and we've got to give them all the weapons systems, and we've got to let them kidnap little kids out of Eastern and Central Europe, and we got to let them do whatever they want, and our president kisses them and holds their hand. And, you know, but that's all right. We're not supposed to talk about that as good little neocons. We're not supposed to talk about the troops dying at these different facilities with their legs rotting off and paying for their own meals at these hospitals. No, we're supposed to be good neocons and just deny it's happening. Here, I'll just deny it. It's all a lie. You know, I thought about today coming on the air and doing the show as a neocon, but maybe sometime this week I will come on, but I'm spontaneous when I'm myself, but I'll have to write up some notes to I guess put on the act and be a neocon. But I think once I get into being a neocon, I think it might freak people out too much. It'd probably be some spin. You know, news flash, we've uncovered it. It would be a live radio program. Stuff I say is always uncovered by others, and they discovered it on my show. It was hidden. It was secret. Last night I was thinking about coming on the air and doing 3 hours as a neocon, shouting people down, talking about nuking Iran every 10 seconds, putting out nothing but lies. But then I thought, wait a minute, people will try to spin it that I was being serious. Either the mental patients out there, or there are some of those, or the feds who feed the mental patients their little fantasies. But let me get back to this article. Aid, terrorist act will make Giuliani president. This is Newsmax. Rudy Giuliani told Larry King last month that he was running for president before setting off a series of carefully staged campaign events around the country to prove the point. Just showing that he meant it gave Giuliani a serious bump in the polls and worried his rivals. After a slow start, Giuliani's candidacy has gained ground in recent weeks. In the new Newsweek poll, Giuliani leads Senator John McCain by 25 points, 59 to 34, as the choice of a registered Republican and voters. And it goes on to say, voters leaning Republicans for the party's nomination, with former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney trails both men by more than 30 points. Let me just say something about Giuliani first. It is a distraction, it is a diversion to get up here on air and talk about Barack Obama and Hillary and Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney and all of them, because they're not going to be pushed by the national media. They're not going to already be in these power positions if they hadn't been compromised 1,000 times. This is the selection process. Most Americans realize this is how things really work. When it comes to real policies and real action, there is no difference between Hillary Clinton and Newt Gingrich. No difference between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Zero. But I've got to say, of everyone out there, Rudolph Giuliani is even more distasteful than Hillary Clinton. Of that entire field, Hillary and Giuliani are the most criminal, the most sneaky, the most obviously dripping with caricatures of wickedness. I mean, they really are the icon of villainous creatures. As bad as Newt Gingrich is, I mean, Al Gore is a little angel. An angel compared to Hillary and people like Rudolph Giuliani. Hillary is worse than Bill Clinton, ladies and gentlemen. But, again, it doesn't matter. I say put the 9/11, one of the 9/11 architects, clearly involved big time, Giuliani in power. Let him turn America into a police state like he did in New York. Just enjoy it. I mean, if that's what America deserves, some little penguin-type person who just radiates gangsterism and corruption with his just, if that guy came to my house and tried to sell me a vacuum cleaner, I'd slam the door in his face. If I saw that guy at a dinner somewhere and didn't know who he was, I'd be, that is a criminal. I mean, the vibes that come off Giuliani, and I've been in the same room with him, the guy is a demon. And, of course, they've got him totally compromised with all the women and the reports of men. Then you got the public stuff with him dressed up like a woman, and Donald Trump walks up and grabs his genitals. This is put on television. And we ought to find that clip and play it. And then Donald Trump starts soliciting him. I mean, this is just, they just love throwing it in your face, who they are, what they are, what they do. By the way, I don't know what Ann Coulter's doing calling John Edwards a faggot. I don't know what you're doing, lady, calling him that. I mean, you want to talk about the gay porn stars and gay whore runners, the madams, hundreds of times in the White House after midnight? You want to talk about the gay prostitutes, top gay porn stars, shipped in for the old men to have their way with them in Bohemian Grove? That's mainstream news. I mean, you want to talk about that, lady? The truth is, you're in the party that's all about that. But they're a bunch of closeted, degenerate, disgusting, pot-bellied old men. It makes me want to throw up. Can you imagine those old men just salivating when they bring in all those muscled porn stars for them? I mean, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. You are disgusting, Ann Coulter. You are such a hypocrite. You are such a sick joke. But again, I'm already getting off into distractions. My point is, well, let me just get to the original article. This is the aide. I have thought for the longest time that Giuliani had zero chance, an aide to another Republican candidate who asked for anonymity, talking up the chances of his boss's rival, tells Newsweek. But he's got real momentum, and if there's a terrorist attack between now and the election, he could be the next president of the United States. I saw some British newspaper headline, and it was, the veteran versus the 9/11 hero. McCain versus the hero. Oh, the hero. I mean, Giuliani was acting like he just won the lottery and it was Christmas time. His eyes, the guy never smiles, and there he was smiling. I mean, looking like a criminal Nosferatu caricature. And he's smiling on the pile going, I mean, they just knew. And, of course, he just so happened to be with Netanyahu just a few blocks away from the explosions on 7-7 in 2005. I mean, these are hands-on guys. There's a reason they're in power. I mean, they like it, folks. They love it. I mean, you want to see actual Hitlers, ladies and gentlemen. George Bush, Hillary Clinton, Giuliani, people like that really want total tyranny. They really want to take your property. They really want to put you in FEMA camps. They really want to invade the world. And they're disgusting. And they've all got the same taste. In the March 12th news cover, The Real Rudy on Newsstand, Senator, senior writer and political correspondent Jonathan Darman profiles Giuliani, the man who came to be known as America's mayor following the 9/11 attacks, which he was intimately involved in. Ugh, just disgusting. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get into the latest WTC7 news as this saga blows up.
Good morning. morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel perky system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North, to Alaska. Go north, bless your song. North, to Alaska. Go north, bless your song.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year
ahead. Of BBC World, their number one channel. This is just amazing. Richard Porter says, I've spent most of the week investigating the issue, but this is where we have to end the story. I know there are many out there who won't believe our version of events or will raise further questions, but there was no conspiracy in BBC's reporting of the events. Nobody told us what to say. There's no conspiracy involving missing tapes. There's no story here. I mean, as if it's written to enrage us. Now, for those that don't know what we're talking about, here's the basics. What was it, last Tuesday? Last Tuesday, or was it Monday? A caller called into the show and said, have you seen this video clip that's out on the web that somebody found of live BBC footage from the day where they're discussing the fact that the building has fallen? Then they cut to the reporter on the ground, the building's still behind her. And I said, no. And so I went and watched the clip. We confirmed it. We wrote a story about it. A few blogs had already mentioned it, but frankly, once it hits Prison Planet, it went supernova. Everybody else then wrote about it. We then found on the web another clip of a separate BBC channel, BBC 24, reporting the same thing at the same time. And then it was discovered that there was a CNN clip of Aaron Brown saying similar things an hour and 7 minutes before. That would be like the news reporting Ronald Reagan has been shot in the District of Columbia today, and then you cut to it and Ronald Reagan hasn't been shot, but no one gets the word to Reagan and he still comes out and Hinckley supposedly still shoots him with a .22 long rifle. Or that'd be like if they announced, and they had no idea it was about to blow up, that Mount St. Helens had erupted and killed 60-something people 24 minutes before it blew up. But I mean, it's even worse than that. It would be like the news reporting that Kennedy had been killed 25 minutes before he'd even been shot. But the news did do that. In fact, we've got one of the actual news articles here. This was the Christchurch Star, Saturday, November 23rd, 1963. Kennedy shot dead, gunned down during drive through Dallas. And this was out and printed and on newsstands, along with reports out of Australia and Japan as well, a bunch of newspapers. This is the only one we could find. It's in the movie JFK, JFK Research. The JFK Museum's got a bunch of them. I need to go up there and videotape those. We were so busy last time I was up in Dallas with the event and interviews that I didn't get over to the museum. I've seen them before. But to make a long story short, they had it on the stands that Lee Harvey Oswald did it before his name had been announced or he'd even been captured. So we do have examples of this. The best example is the Honolulu Advertiser. The Honolulu Advertiser, fully a week before, reported that on December 7th, they said December 8th, which is December 7th with the time zones at that time, but they said the proper day of the week, that there was to be a Japanese sneak attack on the ship. In fact, one of Dr. Cuddy's books has it. I think I've got it. I think it's his 9/11 book, Secret Records Revealed. I don't know if we carry that anymore. I know it's on the bookshelf in there, guys. I keep forgetting to get that and rescan it and get it out to people on the web because there's a photocopy of it. Somewhere I've got the original newspaper. I now have three storage buildings, folks. There's, you ask what my files are, there's no rhyme or reason. We can't keep track of it all. Don't have the funds. I could have two or three archivists full-time. In here, we'd probably do 10 times the work and be more effective, but I'm not whining either. It's just I'm explaining why we're so disheveled. But we're getting better when it comes to our organizational skills. This is a big deal. It's a huge deal. It's a massive deal to have the BBC admitting they've spent much of a week scrambling around and they can't give you a good reason why this happened. We'll be right back. We'll continue with this, get into your phone calls and a lot more. 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
November 23rd, 1963, a newspaper in New Zealand, which is 18 hours ahead of Texas time, printed facts about the assassination before they were known in the United States. And it goes on to say, here's what happened. Lee Harvey Oswald's name was released in New Zealand as being the suspect in the assassination of JFK even before he was arrested in North America. Whoever was in charge of press releases didn't account for the time zone changes. They must have had the paperwork and the story lined up and ready for release the following day, the 23rd. This time zone oversight and resultant foul-up was pointed out by Colonel Fletcher Prouty, an officer in the U.S. military. He ran a whole division of black ops, Colonel Prouty, in his book, The Guns of Dallas. And then it goes on, quoting from the book, I happened to be far away in New Zealand at the time of JFK's murder. I was on my way to breakfast. The crime occurred at 6:30 a.m. on the 23rd of November there with a member of Congress from Ohio. As soon as possible, we purchased the first newspaper available, the Christchurch Star. It is amazing to reread the front page of that paper today and find all of the detail, the remarkable detail, about Lee Harvey Oswald, about his service in the Marine Corps, about his living in Russia, about his Russian wife, and then the full scenario of the crime. Then one begins to wonder, understanding full well the capability of modern-day communications and reporting, who it was that was first able to, in so short a time, come up with such a life history of so obscure a 24-year-old loner. Even the Dallas police had not charged him with any crime by the time the paper hit the streets. And I've gone and done the numbers on this. It was also in several other, again, newspapers. They were going to print before Kennedy had even been shot, because on average it takes 3 to 4 hours for that to happen. But let's say they did it super fast, 2 hours. Okay, they're printing it, and it's going off the printing presses the minute Kennedy's killed. How did they know that it was Lee Harvey Oswald hours before he'd been arrested? And there's so many other examples. But, I mean, forget this. Take the Honolulu Advertiser. It said on the morning of December 8th, the Japanese are scheduled to attack Pearl Harbor. You go, Alex, it's December 7th. Again, at that time, the way the time zones worked, they were basically almost a day ahead of us. Then one begins to wonder, understanding full well the capability of modern-day communications and reporting, who it was that was able, in so short a time, to come up with such a life history of so obscure a 24-year-old loner. Even the Dallas police had not yet charged him with any crime by the time the paper ran the hit, and it hit the streets. In the crime scenario, it states that two Dallas cops, J.D. Tippett and M.N. McDonald, had chased Oswald into a theater, and that Tippett, who was shot as he ran to the cinema. Who fabricated all of this news? Who was at the right place at the right moment to flood the whole world with all the news about Lee Harvey Oswald when even the Dallas police weren't too sure of their man? They said because he carried two identities, Oswald and Alec Hiddle, in his pocket, end quote. So they knew what IDs he had. They knew everything. But to me, the Honolulu Advertiser is even stronger. I mean, how did the Honolulu Advertiser, not a tabloid, folks, know that? It was everybody knew. But it gets even stronger from that point. And I want to be clear about this because I kind of babbled through this story yesterday because I was in such a hurry on the Sunday show I do from 4 to 6 p.m. Central that's now been syndicated via MS and Genesis Communications. I said 6 years ago. It was more like 8 years ago. But I talked about it on air. And just time flies. But I remember talking about it on air. And then, in 2002, in late 2002, when I made the Masters of Terror, it broke on CNN. And the only reason I learned of this was dumb luck. I had family living in Fredericksburg at the time, Fredericksburg, Texas. I'd been there several times in my life, but they just expanded it, so I decided to drop by and look at it. Previously, it was the Pacific War Memorial Museum. Then it became the George H.W. National Pacific War Memorial, the main Pacific War Memorial Museum in the United States. And why? It's in the mansion home built along the lines of a sailing ship. It's really weird. Where Admiral Nimitz was born in Fredericksburg, landlocked Fredericksburg, Texas. And so I walked into the facility. I walked around the back. They had a bunch of exhibits outside. And there was the Japanese midget sub that had attacked Pearl Harbor. Now, looking at it years earlier, I hadn't put two and two together, but I walked over, and it said, you know, it's a big exhibit, a whole room is built off to the side of it there on the... I say it's outside the building. There's this, I've got to be exact here. People will nitpick, okay? That's how the nitpickers are. There's the big front building on the main street, okay? And then you've got a couple buildings on the back and some outside areas, but this is an exhibit building built on the back. Okay, there we go. And so I'm in there, and they've got this big room built onto it with all these plaques and all these descriptions. And it says, that morning before the main attack began... I'm paraphrasing here. We ought to go get video of this where they pull it down, but it doesn't matter. It's too late. So they have this plaque up saying that this submarine attacked Pearl Harbor or the area near Pearl Harbor that morning, but that destroyers drove it up on the beach and it crashed up against the sand and they climbed out on top of this coral reef they hit, and that the submarine was then captured and driven around the United States to be displayed and finally wound up in Fredericksburg, Texas. And they've got photos of it on the back of a big truck being brought into town. It's like a four-man midget sub. And I thought, man, that's weird. They're saying this thing attacked and they drove it up on the beach, up on a coral reef, like an hour before the attack. I'm going, man, that's prior knowledge. You got submarines. Yeah, and it's because it said other submarines were involved, too. It didn't say the number. And then, boom, CNN, headline, U.S. attacked Japanese at Pearl Harbor. U.S. started war. I paraphrase the actual articles in the Masters of Terror. And it said five submarines attacked, including one that tried to come into Pearl Harbor. And that there were destroyers out depth charging. And I mean, imagine, you've got ships attacking, and they're still told, stand down, stand down, stand down. And you've got a week before the newspaper saying exactly when the attack is coming. Because they had sources in naval intelligence. And naval intelligence had all the codes. I mean, how many examples of this do we have to have before we start to wake up? And I'm not defending the Imperial Japanese. They did a lot of horrible things, genetic engineering, biological weapons testing on our soldiers, on their own people, on the Chinese. Another government, a bunch of people that think they're God and are abusive and corrupt. Yeah, I tried to explain that last week, and somebody emailed me and didn't understand it. I explained that Hitler was evil, but Hitler was also fighting evil. And I guess that's where you get your lesser of two evils type statement, idea. It's really simple. A lot of the German people bought into what Hitler was saying because they didn't know he was evil yet. They didn't understand. And he pointed at the Soviets and he pointed at others who were evil. I mean, Hitler had only killed maybe a couple hundred thousand people by 1939. Most of the killing happened later in the war, domestically. And the Germans didn't know about it, just like most Americans don't know what's happening in this country right now. They believe the propaganda. And Hitler could rightfully talk about the Red Menace and how tens of millions had been killed by Lenin and Stalin. That was well known in Germany and admitted by the Soviets. They were quite proud of themselves. Then, of course, he struck a deal with Stalin for a short time with Poland, because Poland, during World War I, had taken land from Russia and Germany. So that was their excuse to take that land back and the rest of the country. And the Germans staged a terror attack on their own military base to start the war. The Russians simultaneously claimed they'd been attacked on the other side. Just classic, man. I forget about that Russian case. That's enough. They just never stop. I mean, this is what government does. And So Hitler could point at Stalin and say, we're fighting evil. And, yeah, but he didn't tell him, by the way, I'm evil. So our government can point at Iran, who's corrupt and nutty and got all sorts of problems. That's the nature of man. That's the nature of power. As the Founding Fathers told you, it's almost always corrupt and abusive and bad. Freedom's very rare. They've convinced the general public that freedom's just universal and trust the government and go to sleep and everything's fine and there's no corruption. That's like saying the moon's made out of strawberry shortcake. It's not true, ladies and gentlemen. But they've convinced you to go to sleep and surprise, surprise, They convinced you to go to sleep because they wanted to take you, and they have took you. America has been took. It's plain to see. The oldest trick is to create an enemy, as Paris says. And it's the same thing with Saddam. It's the same thing with all of them. And then you can go, well, see, they are evil, so we got to get in there. Yeah, but who put Saddam in? Who set him up? Who told him to attack Iran? Who told him to go into Kuwait, the criminals that run our country? Verified, public, not debated, admitted. But you don't want to talk about that, do you? You don't want to talk about what our elite has done to the Iranian people. Can you imagine if a foreign nation had occupied the U.S. and overthrown our presidents and killed our leaders and taken our Congress and chopped their heads off and staged terror attacks to blame it on our leaders? Would you like those people if it was well known and admitted? No, you wouldn't like them. In fact, you would hate them. So that's what I mean by Hitler was fighting evil, but Hitler was also evil. They love to make it either or. And no, that's not the case. I can see the press quote now. Hitler, Alex Jones says Hitler was fighting evil. That's right, and he was evil. But see, by having Hitler, who was evil, fight the Soviets, that made their evil look good. See how that works? All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to move quick through them today. And there's just so much other news. We do have, joining us from Los Angeles, still battling cancer, Aaron Russo joining us in the third hour. Talk about April 15th coming up, his film, Ron Paul, different things that are happening right now. KC, John, Kevin, and others. KC in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I run the website showatthelaw.com, and I just wanted to make you aware of a few updates that Ed and Elaine Brown had reunited. They're taking their stand together. They have put up a commercial property value to a little over $1 million.
Well, let's fill this in, because we're not having a private discussion. Let's fill folks in on the story of Mr. Brown and his wife so they know what you're talking about.
Certainly. Ed and Elaine Brown have taken a stand against the IRS or the federal government, however you want to look at it, because they won't show them the law that makes them liable to pay an income tax.
And he's up in New Hampshire. There's a big standoff, and the feds are saying they're going to send in the SWAT teams.
Well, they're alluding towards it.
The court has ordered the property seized.
The house, yes, I believe. But essentially what they're doing is they've got commercial property valued at over $1 million that they're willing to offer to anybody who will show them the law. And other people are calling in and pledging their own properties in support of their effort.
Yeah, there is no law. It's like everything else. There's no law you have to take the HPV vaccine. There's no law that you have to pay the income tax. But if you don't, they'll send black men in ski masks to fire automatic weapons into your torso.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, that just depends. I mean, in certain circumstances, maybe the federal government would do that.
Well, that's the extreme of all of this.
Right. This is a simple message we're trying to get across to people, is that they're all they want is the law. Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir. You're on air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. All they want to see is the law. There's a song, a great song that Philip Morris did. It's the name of a grassroots rap artist, and it's called A Real Patriot. I emailed it to you guys. I was hoping maybe you guys could put it in your mix of songs, and it's a simple request to show Ed and Elaine Brown the law so that they can pay this supposed tax. And if they're not going to show them the law, they might as well collect that commercial property valued in over $1 million, about $1.2 million.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate your call, sir. Yeah, I mean, I know there's people driving around in their cars right now There's folks listening via the internet. There's people listening in the office. They're going, law? I mean, you got to pay the income tax. That's what runs the country. No, Ronald Reagan had a commission that released its findings in 1981 that found that not one cent, not one penny, not one red zinc copper-coated cent of your tax money you pay goes to run the country. It's the tariffs, it's the other taxes, it's the gas taxes, it's the hundreds of other taxes that run the country. The income tax goes directly to the private bankers to pay them interest so the government has the privilege of issuing currency, which the government always issued before without that. All right? We'll come back and take more calls. Stay with us.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Be exposing the fraudulent nature of the IRS, the Federal Reserve, which is really the Bank of England, coming up in the third hour today. I spend a lot of time on this subject. We should spend more, though. It's so central, and I do support Ed Brown and what he's doing. But And people say, just show me the law. There is no law. IRS commissioners have been asked. It's all fraud. And for new listeners who are going, what do you mean? I pay taxes. There's a law. They say it's the law. Okay, well, ask Rick Perry to show you the law that your daughter has to take the human papillomavirus. There is no law. Period. It's all sleight of hand. And people go to prison every day in this country who haven't even violated laws. I know you don't believe me. The Branch Davidians were found not guilty of murder and manslaughter for what happened on, what was it, February 28th when it all kicked off, 1993, shooting federal agents. But Judge Walter E. Smith in the trial in 1994 in San Antonio at the federal courthouse said, I find you guilty of using weapons in the commission of a murder. And he gave, what, eight of them 47 years in prison? And then 5 years ago, no, 6 years ago in 2000, the federal judge in the Supreme Court, first it was the appellate court, then the Supreme Court, ordered that the Davidians be released, and they're still in prison. No law. That's right. So, understand, they're found not guilty of committing murder. Not guilty of committing murder. But then they were found guilty of using weapons in the commission of a murder. That's an add-on charge. You've got to be found guilty of the murder to then be found guilty of using firearms in the commission of a murder. Now, I mean, that's AP, that's Reuters, that's Washington Post. Those are, I covered Waco big time, folks. I've emceed the remembrances out there. I've done the case, and you can go find out. And it's the same all the time. There's no law, you got to take that shot. They get up on the news and say, it's the law, you got to take it or you go to jail. They're criminal liars, folks. Okay? There's no government, there's no rule of law, there's no nothing. It's law of the jungle, a bunch of kook agencies run by gangsters with mindless wannabe machos with machine guns that just want to kill you and your family animal. Okay? Period. End of story. The illegals don't have to show IDs, you do. There's another example. You are scum, you are trash, you are seen as the mark by the criminals. You're seen as the fat, dumb, stupid American that'll take anything, and you will. And so you're going to get raped. If you'll take it, they're going to dish it out. It's that simple. I'm not trying to be really aggressive and mean today. I'm just in a bad mood. Very bad mood. Occasionally I get in bad moods, and I'm in one right now. All right, we're going to start the second hour, and I promise we'll go to John and Kevin and others and hurry up into your calls and get into all the other news. I meant to take a minute or two out this hour to plug my documentary films. Just know this. I made 15 films. They're good. They're informative, and they'll wake people up. And they're available at InfoWars.com. You need to peruse that site today.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.